Oh my God. You know what? It's Friday. And you know what that means?
What?
It's drag trash.
It's drag trash. I'm Queen James.
And I'm Millie Munro.
Roblox. Yeah, I've been saying that all week.
Have you?
Roblox.
I still, you know, some of it's come up on my TikTok.
Roblox. Yeah. Roblox. I want to play that fashion game.
What fashion game?
So that's why I think a lot of people have been flooding to it recently, is yes. There's this thing called, I always forget the name, but it's this like fun little like mini game where you can go in and you're given like a topic and you have to like dress up as that. And the more votes that you get like tokens and you can buy better things and you could like do better in it. It's like a whole thing.
I mean, you know what that's like, right?
It's a ball.
Well, yes, but it's like when I was doing Pet Society.
Oh, you know what? Hang on, let me fix your hair so that we can get into this.
What is it? What's wrong?
Tell them the fuck about Pet Society, bitch. This is your empire.
Pet Society was a Facebook game.
It was a Facebook game?
It was a Facebook game
I realized that.
2010 maybe? 2010.
Right.
There was a forum on Facebook where I entered my cat. She was a little gray cat. It was basically, Jane. Named after my cat Jane at the time. Mm-hmm. Dead. Sorry.
Spoiler alert, your cat Jane died.
I was going to say trigger warning.
Oh, sorry.
But it was going to come out spoiler warning. And I was like,
spoiler alert.
Well, we'll just have a moment of silence.
In my life, when you read my memoirs, won't be surprised.
You won't be surprised. There was a whole group, and it was open to the world, and it was me. I was up there.
You were up there. There was a pageant.
There was a pageant. I entered the pageant. You had things to complete every week.
This was
you
like weeks long.
Yes. I think it was like an entire summer.
First place. Yeah.
That was so good.
I will always remember that.
I'll find a picture of it.
Legendarily.
Oh.
Like, if you... I'm trying to equate it to something. If there were like competitive Neopets...
Yes.
You won that.
It's true.
That's really cool.
Who knew?
Yeah.
I mean, it was me and a bunch of probably six-year-olds.
I don't think so either. I think it was probably you, a few 16-year-olds.
Okay.
Because I don't think the six-year-olds could compete. Showing what you all had to do and what the products were coming out. Because I remember.
Because you usually had to like decorate a room with a specific theme.
Right.
And you had to be dressed in the specific theme. And then you had to take a screenshot doing like whatever, fulfilling the theme.
Yes.
Like, it was a big deal.
Yeah. And you were like, I was built for this.
I was built for this.
It was also that little thing that you do in Animal Crossing that they brought about later.
Yes.
Only like with the fashion stuff on top of it.
Yes. Yes. And I don't know. But like, you know, so it's like Pet Society.
Yeah.
Well, for about 2 years, I think they like updated the shop every Sunday night. So you would be like waiting.
That
like
is really
8 o'clock. Yeah. Be like, okay, they're going to drop the new stuff. Oh.
That's how you keep us involved,
yes,
by the way.
Yes.
Because like Animal Crossing did not have enough new clothes for me. And that I was going every day.
Yeah.
And that was like the center of my universe too. Like I was getting money to get clothes, not to like build houses. And
New stuff. And then they started dipping their toes into like the, you gotta pay real money for some of the stuff.
Oh yeah.
Did that very, very rarely.
Very few.
Very rarely, yeah. Because you know.
Oh, it can get out of hand very quickly.
It can get out of hand.
Yes.
And so, one.
Boop,
first
boop,
place.
Boop. Winner.
I'll find those pictures.
Yeah, you should. I wanna see them again.
I'll
find those pictures. Mm. That makes me think of, you can get carried away with those online games. A friend of mine confessed once that they'd spent, in the course of a year, about $3,000 on Candy Crush.
What do you spend money on Candy Crush?
I think that you can buy to level up and all of this stuff, but they were truly, truly addicted.
Colin. Are you addicted to Candy Crush?
Are you
spending real adult money on Candy Crush?
Are you thousands of dollars of debt because of Candy Crush?
There probably are.
Call And I almost gave our real last
name away. Call Crump and Crump.
Call James and Monroe. Actually.
What?
That's like a real ass name. James Monroe and James is actually better.
James
the
Monroe.
Law firm of Monroe and James.
Our president.
James Monroe.
Yeah.
Was that what his name was?
Yeah.
Wow, it really was.
Do you know what president he was?
Which number?
Yeah.
Do you?
I could guess.
So it's just two of us who don't know.
We could guess.
Guessing.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Who's closer? Yeah,
yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah. James Monroe.
James Monroe.
Was he around when he wrote the, when he?
When he?
When Thomas Jefferson was writing the Declaration?
I think that
yeah,
he
James
was
Monroe.
Early.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to say, I'm going to say third.
Oh.
I'm going to say
that's
super
low.
Early. Yeah.
I did this sixth.
Okay.
I said sixth.
So anything.
Yeah, if we're doing Price is Right rules.
Right, how does that go?
Then if, let's say he's five, you would win.
Okay.
I went over.
Okay, so anything below six and anything above is yours.
Correct.
Got it.
Let's see.
Let's see.
James Monroe. Fifth! Oh!
You just barely lost. And you know what's funny? If you hadn't said those rules, I would have been like, oh, you were closer.
Oh.
But I won.
Price is Right. If you had to play Price is Right rules,
yeah,
though,
you do. You're right.
Because you cannot overestimate.
I agree.
And
you can't just let numbers in between
yeah.
lie willy-nilly.
I will say, though, you guessed three, I guessed six. We were pretty close.
I mean, between the both of us.
Like, ask anybody on the street. What are they going to say?
Oh, seriously. They're not going to know he was a president, first of all.
Who's James Monroe?
Right. I don't know.
Who's
a
James
Beatle.
Monroe,
yeah.
The fifth president of the United States.
Right.
Allegedly.
I don't know. None of us were there.
How do you know?
How do you know?
I'm a vampire.
Interview him.
Interview him.
Interview him.
Oh.
What do you love this
God.
Week?
Okay. What do I love this
we
week?
We created this segment and now it is homework and none of us do it or neither of us do it.
Oh. You know what I love this week?
What?
Even though I made it up on the spot, but I got one. I love that sometimes you can hit Joann's at the right time and buy cheap fabric. Now, of course, cheap fabric.
Oh.
$13.
But
made
so
this
cute.
Dress for $13.
Look it up.
And yeah, the guy was nice. And I was like, I'll just take whatever's left on both of those bolts.
Oh, work.
And so he charged me remnant prices.
Oh.
But it was also, I think, 70% off already.
Oh.
So it was cheap.
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 And here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Here we are. Brand new dress. So much fringe. Ooh, so pretty. And you took it from a matching outfit that we had.
Yes,
and
yes.
And so I wore the matching one today.
Yeah, yeah. Mine was pink.
Mine's aww. Purple.
Sweaty.
Lavender. I'm cutting that. Get it out, because we're going to reset, and I'm going to pretend like it never happened.
I love
oh,
cheap fabric.
What are you-
Listen.
What do you love this week? You love cheap fabric.
I love cheap fabric.
All right. I love.
What do you love?
I love makeup shopping.
We did do that today.
We went makeup shopping today. Ooh. And when I told you before we went, yeah. I was like, we're going to spend some time there.
He did say that.
We're going to be sampling.
I was ready.
Like, I wanted us to both be ready. Like, I wanted to go in here and shop.
I mean, we did.
Because when you actually are going to buy something, it does change the dynamics. You're like, now I'm serious. Now I'm testing colors. Now I'm doing all of this.
Okay,
because
true.
When we're just going into like whatever, look around, you know, we won't take as much time.
Yes.
So I love when we can actually just go in.
Yeah.
Because we did. We sampled so much. We found some lovely, lovely shades. We found you some lovely new lip products.
Yes. He bought one thing.
I bought a replacement I needed. Replacement things.
I bought new things I didn't need.
Yeah, man. But you did. You went in. You're like, I want this today.
Yeah.
I want to get this thing today. Yeah. And you came out with
and
it.
I did.
So I love makeup shopping. I love, I don't know. I'm just getting more and more into it.
Well,
I didn't know that it was possible.
I think because you're becoming more confident in
I think
it
so,
too.
Probably. Yeah. So
and
I get excited about the possibilities.
And like you're watching how to do stuff and you like understand what they're doing because
right.
now you've done it so many times.
And I get excited that
like,
I can translate.
Let's do it. Yeah. Because
before I was like, I could never.
You're using
or
the
I
same
couldn't
language.
Even.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm finally speaking it a little bit. You're right.
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's. Yeah, like, I was like, I don't even know what I'm looking at. at first. And I was just like, they're doing this thing and I don't know how it creates this end product. Right, and then all of a sudden, yeah.
Just clicks.
It's clicking.
It's kind of like sewing where like people are so constantly afraid of like touching a sewing machine.
Yes.
But it's all mental.
Yeah.
Most of the time you can take out whatever you've done.
Yeah.
You can redo it.
Well, I think that's a good point too. Yeah. Is like trial and error learning is actually really, really helpful when it comes to crafting stuff because you do have to learn it for yourself.
Yes.
Like, you have to learn how you do it.
Because you might not do it the same way as somebody else.
Totally.
You might not be able to do it no matter how much you practice that way.
Able is such a good word, too. I find with makeup stuff, I'm just like, I don't know how they make it look so easy. It must be them and their face. But this is how I have to do it on me because this eyelid does not.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm.
It's really, really true.
Yeah.
Makeup shopping.
Love it.
Do you have anything else you love?
Oh, I found, I have a digital copy right now of that book you recommended last week, Wellness.
You got it?
I got it. So I'm going to read it soon. Because I was like, I was editing the video last week and it kept coming up and I was just like, yeah, I'm going to do this.
Oh my God, I hope you have a really great experience.
I'm excited for it.
So I went to my therapist yesterday.
Yeah. Is this what you love?
This is what I love.
Yeah.
I love my therapist.
Yeah.
We're talking. You're looking at me so seriously.
You're talking.
We're talking.
Yeah.
We're talking. And out of nowhere, I go, can I show you something?
Uh-oh.
And he was
if I were a therapist, I'd be like, what?
And he was like, I'm sure.
Right.
And I was like, well, actually, will you listen to something?
Okay.
And he was like, yeah, I'll listen to something. And I was like,
he's like, what trial am I
and he was like, right. And he's like, now I don't know why we're doing this. And I was like, good, yes, we're doing this. Yes. See how the tables have turned.
Good, yes. You were like, you're not the only one who can call shots in here. I've come to play a game.
I said, listen, it's been a hard 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Can I play what it sounds like to be in my head sometimes?
Oh, okay.
And he was like, okay. And I was like, it's funny. You can laugh.
I'm giving you permission. Yeah.
Because I was like, I laugh.
Yeah.
Because it's funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny, but it's funny. And so then I played him a little sound, and it was so loud. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
I don't care if it's a joke, you fucking little shit. Fuck, you loser piece of shit. You little bar. I don't care if it's a joke, you fucking little shit. Fuck, you loser piece of shit. You little bar. I don't care if it's a joke, you fucking little shit.
And I was like,
fuck, you loser piece of shit.
That's it. I said, that's it.
I was like, do we have to wait to the end? Is like, that one of those way to the end videos?
No, that's it. Wow. It's about 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And he goes, okay. He's like, close your eyes. Oh. And then we did 30 minutes of like hypnosis therapy.
Wow.
And he was like, okay.
He's like, I'm reading you loud and queer. Yeah.
He's like, all right, we're going in.
Right.
And he's like, close your eyes. And he's like, now
Was it good? It was nice. Was it some like self-love stuff, I hope?
It was.
Because what I'm hearing there is a lot of meanness towards my friend.
Girl, I know.
Yeah, you can hold that if you want.
No. So I'm sitting there and he's like, that voice is so bad. He's like, where is it coming from? And I'm like standing there and I'm like trying to find it where it's coming from.
Right.
No, it was really good.
Okay.
It was really good. Okay. And if this helps anybody else out there.
Oh, absolutely.
His advice to me, now it's going to be something that you're going to forever deal with.
Sure.
Not forever, but maybe. He was like, just think of that person as just a different passenger on the bus.
Yeah.
You're driving the bus,
yeah.
And you are in control of the bus, but that person is just a passenger.
Yeah.
And I was like, girl.
That's really nice, actually. I like that. Was that helpful?
And I kept going, okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
And then, like, later on down the road, we were talking. Yeah. And I was like, oh, like this other metaphor that I say. And he was like, okay, no, that's not anything like
I love that.
It was good.
Yeah.
But I had to bring out the whole HRH collection. I was like, listen, because the first time I ever heard her, I was like, oh my God.
That's the demon. Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, she's the physical manifestation of everything terrible.
Oh, yeah. I think a lot of people can relate to her, though, and clearly did.
Yes.
Because those kinds of outbursts, especially in that voice, you're right.
Yes.
Is I relate to that. Yeah, exactly. It's like, oh my God. And I saw another video, like, I'm going to come back to this, I swear.
Yeah.
But it just made me think of another one where this, and I've never seen anybody do this on TikTok, and it was like, when every last thing is getting on your nerves in the day, and it was this guy just trying to get into his car, and like, he bumps his head a little bit on the way in, and he's just like, and like, his seatbelt isn't going, and he just has to be like, like,
you know what that's called?
There. What?
It's kick the dog syndrome.
Kick the dog.
You get home and the dog parks for absolutely no reason and you kick the dog.
Is that literally what they call it?
I think so.
That's awful. But it's true.
Like, the dog had
has nothing to do with it. And it's just
projecting. You are projecting.
Yeah. Yeah. And the universe is not against us. It is not against, but it is. It's such a good point about perspective.
Yes.
When I'm at my wit's end and everything is awful, awful things are happening.
Yeah. It's so bad.
Yeah.
And, oh, God. Anyways.
So that's interesting.
Interesting.
Yeah. Also funny that he used bus.
Bus.
Because, yes, that is a voice of someone riding the bus.
Right.
Yelling at you for no good reason.
That, like, you cannot control.
Nope.
And you just have to deal with it. But, like, you can say, all right, sit down.
Right. we'll be at your stop soon.
Yeah, like, you're fine.
Right.
And that's kind of how you have to treat it. I think.
Yeah.
You kind of had to just be like,
what are you doing? Yeah.
Look at it in the rear view mirror and you just have to say, no, you're ridiculous.
And then I think you got to get, maybe this is just me.
Yeah.
I think you got to get some voices in there too.
Yes.
That are also counteracting them on your behalf. You know what I mean? That are so positive and hype up you that are just like, you are ridiculous and we all agree.
Yeah. We haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I haven't gotten that person yet.
Yeah.
That person's, she's late to arrive.
She's late to the, she's still waiting at the stop. We're going to pick her up soon.
Oh my God. No, but I just thought that was really
That's really nice. I like that. And that is fun. I love how you're communicating with your therapist.
Do you?
Yeah, because it's very you.
Okay.
And like, it does show that they know what they're doing as well.
There's a lot of portals.
It's all the same message.
Right.
But they know how to get the portals in from every angle.
I really came in there. I think I was like, he was like, how are we? How have you been? And I'm like, I'm manic. I gotta like, we got to get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, no, we got to talk about some stuff.
Right. Today is not just a normal. Yeah.
No. And it had been a long time, too, since I'd been back.
Oh, I see.
Because I can't remember why. Oh, my God. Love it.
Love therapy.
You know, the humankind is just too hard on themselves.
It's too hard. I also just think it's like we're finally learning how to manage this consciousness thing. And so why wouldn't you want to figure that out a little bit?
But I also think because of it is so much harder now. I think you're bombarded constantly. If you're on this thing, if you're on this thing enough, you are bombarded with not real things.
Correct.
And you start to believe that everybody in here is also out here. When in reality, this is fake.
Yeah.
Everything in here is fake.
Again, perception. It's like we take in so much being with people in person.
Yes.
Like how we determine who our friends are and all of that stuff is based on these, I think, in-person interactions.
Yes.
And you miss all of that when you're online. You get a sense, but it is going to be a curated sense from that person as well.
Yes.
So it's already not as honest as it could be.
Right.
And so, I don't think that it's... It's a different reality, and it makes it harder to then cope with actual reality.
Right. Because then you start going, well, if life is just chaos, mm-hmm. then why do we believe in synchronicity and things happen for a reason?
Or right. Or why are we caring about any of this? Yeah.
It's a tricky thing.
And if you are existentialist at all,
but it's I think it's tricky.
Yeah, it is. And I used to go down those rabbit holes a lot with my therapist, and I feel like it always kind of came out the same end, which is just like, you can overthink this a lot, but then you got to wake up tomorrow, and what are you going to do then?
Again.
Right. So
you
it's like,
do it, all over
it is, if for no other reason, pointing out those patterns does kind of ground you back into reality because you're like, yes. Why are we doing all of this? Well, right. I can't answer that, and I can't really do anything about it in my sphere of influence right now.
Right.
So what are the tools I need to manage it?
Yes. How can I manage it, and why is it causing me so much anxiety?
Right, because, and that's what's tricky too, is telling your brain, like, we truly don't have to worry about this.
Don't have to worry about it.
And that's tough.
But, yes, because I think also we live in a world now where our fight or flight sort of mechanics mm-hmm. are sort of still there.
Yes.
But I think we use them less.
Right. And well, less for relevant things.
Yes.
And they're being activated in
differently.
Ways. Yes, correct.
And so I think that's where we get these sort of freezes and these sort of like anxiety attacks where you can't do anything because your body is not sure if it should fight or fly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not sure. It's just not sure.
Well, and our brains don't know what to say.
Yes.
Because it's so clear if a deadly animal is coming at you.
Right.
That you might run.
Yes.
But if the brain is telling you the same thing and it's literally just you don't know.
You don't know.
Then you make how do you shut that
a
up?
A billion different scenarios.
Exactly.
And then you start thinking to yourself, any one of those is possible.
Right.
When in reality, you have no idea.
And it's usually like your worst nightmare that you start to believe.
And what did we say earlier? No one's thinking about you as much as you're thinking about you.
Oh my God, it's true. And I mean, it's sort of a relief.
It is a relief.
Because I stress out about what people think about me.
Yeah.
And then I just have to remember I can't read their minds.
And who cares?
And like the people that are close to me, if they have something to say to me, they will.
Right.
It's
and I just think, who are these people?
Who are these people? And why are you so mean?
It's like Chapel Roan.
Mm.
Go for her.
Go for her.
Go for her.
Good for her.
For coming out and being like, listen, it's ridiculous. It is weird behavior that we stalk these people.
Yeah.
We stalk celebrities and these fandoms are sort of just toxic and wild and scary.
Yeah.
And I think it's an important conversation to have considering that all of us are human beings and we all need to set boundaries. Just because we're in the public eye does not mean we give the public everything they want.
No. I think it's a really good moment to have the conversation too because mm-hmm. I don't know how you reconcile all of this online like mental health awareness.
Yes.
And this thing that we've normalized as abuse.
As abuse.
And so you do have to come to a point and say, like, okay, these don't reconcile.
Yeah.
And do we just say it's different for celebrities? No.
No. No.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Like, you don't want people... Well, okay. Other side of the fence.
Okay.
People really hate... Well, they only hate it when they get caught.
Mm.
But people do not like it when they're being videotaped in public, right?
No.
And everyone's like, well but you...
Some of them.
But it's like, you have no expectation of privacy when you're out at a public place.
Right.
Which, like, sure, fine, whatever. Mm. But I think now, because everybody has cell phones, mm-hmm. there are laws being passed and mm-hmm. things being observed where, like, no, you really can't just... Like that guy in Target who would like take pictures of people's skirts and stuff.
No.
I mean, that's like violating some major lines. But why you gotta take pictures of people in restaurants?
You don't.
I don't care how hot they are.
No. The more access that we have to these people's lives as well, I think the more we learn that they are not all that interesting to begin
Boring.
With. And that if you really did get close to them.
Yeah.
They might not like you. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're also people. So, like, I don't know why you're juggling with these stakes when you wouldn't even do that with someone who you're, like, pointing them out as strangers, yes. I think, is a really good point, which yes. she kept saying over and over. Yes, she's like, yes. you wouldn't do this to a stranger. And I think a lot of people would argue, like, you're not a stranger, you're Chapel. Like, we know you. You don't.
You've seen her sing.
You don't.
You don't know.
And her. She might hate you, which might make you not like her. So, yeah. like, it's just people. You got to just know that, like...
It's like, yes. It's like in meet and greets. We've all been to meet and greets where you're like, oh, I met this person and... they were fine. I'll never meet them again.
Right.
I don't know. I don't know if I've had that experience, actually, now that I say that. But it's just, they're just people.
They're just people. And they're not that interesting. And
they're not that interesting.
I also think, I don't know, do you think there's something about capitalism as well where they're like, I want to be their friend because maybe I'll be rich and famous too?
Oh, yes. I think that's...
Like maybe we're all so need-deprived that we're just kind of like, yeah.
But also, I think of it like we watch these queens on Drag Race and we're like, oh my God. It's like I have a weird little bumpy nipple right there. We're like, you know, oh, I love Kennedy.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so we're all watching. Well, I don't know if we're all
watching. We're not all watching.
But... Canada versus the world, right? With Kennedy.
Right.
With Kennedy.
That should honestly be what it was called with because Kennedy. It was like, yeah. It's her show.
Yeah. So with Kennedy yeah. and Lemon and Kennedy. And so I don't remember what I was saying.
Oh, shit. I don't remember where it started. Mm. These drag queens.
Oh, now I know. No. Okay, so that's like, what, 52 minutes?
Yeah.
And so let's say how many queens are on there right now? Five?
Yeah.
Let's say you get a cumulative mm-hmm. 8 minutes
right.
of just that queen.
Right.
And that was at least, what, 2 days of filming?
Right.
So you're talking 48 hours and you know them for 8 minutes.
Right. Exactly.
8 minutes.
8 minutes of that person
edited.
In front of a camera. In drag, in a persona.
Where every third word is different from a different take.
Right.
And so it's just like, you don't know who
you don't
these
know
people,
this people
are.
Are.
I mean, some of those girls, they watch it and they go, I don't even know who that person
no.
is.
No. Oh my God. Yeah. All of these poor villain edit girls. I mean, some of
Sometimes.
Them.
I mean, you can only just do so much.
You can only do so much. Yeah. Blame it on the edit.
Listen, we've all got bad skin.
Yeah. It's true. And that they can't touch. But they do decide
they,
when they're going to touch it
when
up and when
they
they're not.
The headlines. They do it some dirty. Some
they
loose,
they really
dirty.
Do. And you know, they play it fast and loose in regular season. They uh-huh. got those All-Souls girls covered.
So scared. Oh, yeah. They're like, no, these
no,
are the
No, we don't play
girls.
Around yeah, yeah, with them. So you remember I told you?
What?
I mean, we might as well get this on film.
Oh, no, I don't remember.
So this is the best wig ever. The first yeah. wig I ever bought.
Yeah.
You bought it for me. Remember that?
No.
Got it for my birthday.
Oh, that's so nice.
And we were in New York. Yeah.
I love that.
And I still remember putting it on and just being like, this is over.
Over.
It's over.
Yeah.
And it's lost a lot of its original intent.
Yeah.
It had this lovely, because it's got kind of a widow's peak thing going uh-huh. on. It had this lovely little swoop over thing. The hair, the ends was nice and bouncy and curled in, and it just moved
yeah.
like real hair. Nothing
yes.
got caught in my face. It was just... Mm-hmm. And I didn't keep it well long enough.
I'm sorry, yes.
You're not wearing earrings.
I'm not wearing earrings.
I didn't even...
I'm sorry. Keep going with your story.
You're naked.
I know. It feels so wrong.
And you have new earrings, too.
I know. I brought them, though.
Okay,
I
we'll take pictures. We'll take pictures. That's so sad. But, yeah. So I did... a lot of rehab work on it to get it to look this good.
Yeah, you really did.
And it does move and it is better. But la 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 la, here we go. I'm working on how I tell stories. Because I sit and I watch myself talk every week and I'm yeah. like,
girl, I don't.
Let's go.
I'm just vomiting.
It's that internal voice.
I'm just vomiting.
I need there's someone on the back of my bus that says, mm-hmm. move it along. is this bus running? Anyway.
You need the bully.
I do need the bully. You're right. So, I was looking a few months ago.
Yes.
Ray's Wigs. That's where this
Ray's
is from.
Ray's Wigs.
And I was like, oh, I wonder if they have any more. I would love a second one.
Yeah.
And they weren't super expensive.
Right.
And I was like, this would be a good time. And they were on sale. And they had a color that was just a shade deeper than mine. And I was like, actually,
okay.
that would be fine.
Yes.
Because
you like almost black, almost.
I do.
Yes.
I do. This is as light as I really want to go. Mm-hmm. My big shaggy one is
yes.
lighter.
It is lighter.
But it's fine.
The texture is nice, though.
I like it because it's fine if there's like,
yes.
it's like highlights.
Yes.
And with curls, yeah, anyway. Mm-hmm.
You need that more dimension.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, I would really love a second one, and then I could like keep it nice, and this one could, mm-hmm. I could do something else with.
Sure.
And they weren't delivering to my address whenever I would go to check out. And I was like, what is this? Yeah. And so I emailed them, and I was like, I'd really love to buy this wig.
Yeah.
And they got back, but it was like, I don't know. This is going to sound so, like, I don't know, bougie or something.
Okay.
It didn't have, like, a logo on it. Oh. It didn't have, like, a signature.
Oh.
It was from the website, but it was like, I don't know.
Somebody behind the scenes.
It seemed a little too sketchy,
okay.
to be honest.
You're going to be that woman crying at the bank this morning.
I was like, I don't know if I want to give this. Because he was like, yeah, send me your info. Or like, we could get this bought for you. Oh. And I was just like, if we're not doing it through the website,
right,
if I'm not doing the thing, I don't think so.
Right.
And I don't remember if he asked for it through the email. But it was like, I had to go through the email to get this wig.
Oh.
And I was like, maybe I still try it because maybe it's fine. But it was this, like, I don't know.
You know what you do? You buy one of those prepaid Visa cards.
Okay, yes.
And then you just put it all on that.
Yes.
And even you can send it to a P.O. box, and who cares?
T. That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
But I think it'll be okay. Maybe it's just that he's like, oh, I have to give you this link, and then, like, it'll work this way.
Maybe.
Because our one on the website doesn't, I don't know.
It took a long time to
Took a long time to come.
So, like, it's coming from China.
It's not from here, yeah. And the site is, like, a U.S., but, like, you know how you can filter,
yeah,
like, have an
call
EU
that?
Version
yeah, what do you
or
call
whatever.
That? I don't know. They're not called, like, ghost sites, but what are they called?
Right, I don't know.
Like puppet sites, you know, straw man. Like they're like a straw man. Like a straw man site. Like a straw man site.
Like a straw man site. So it's a legit wig.
Right.
And it was good enough that I want another one, but that was a little bit of a hitch in my giddy up.
I wouldn't like that.
No. And I stopped there, mm-hmm. but I might come back. I don't know.
It's kind of like when I was 15 and I spent $100 on a pair of shoes online and those shoes never showed up. And I was like,
well.
That's $100 I'll never see again.
What were the shoes?
I don't remember.
Oh, that sucks.
I think they might have just been like white pleather pleaser things. But they were cheap.
Right.
Comparatively to the other ones I was looking at.
Right.
And I was like, that's where they got me.
And they got girl.
But I'm also like, I don't remember how I paid for it. I was like, whose card did I use?
Right.
And like, I don't know what
this was some
there.
Early internet days too.
Yeah, so like
as far as like internet purchasing goes,
right,
2005.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 2005.
Sorry. I meant 2025.
I mean, right. Start spreading the news.
I turn 15 next
We're
year.
We're secretly fetuses.
Secretly.
Right now.
Yeah.
Secretly.
This
vagina.
Womb. Look it up. That's what
Cell
they look like.
Wall.
Yeah, exactly.
Mitochondria.
Exactly.
The powerhouse
of
the
cell.
That's the only one I remember. Do you remember anything else? Ribonucleic acid.
Okay, yeah, that's one of those science things.
Mm-hmm.
RNA?
Yeah, what was the other one? DNA?
DNA? Do you remember what it stands for? I do.
Well, that's the one we deal with every day.
You're only like syllables away.
Dino DNA.
Dino DNA. Deoxy.
How do we make this stop?
I gotta get off this ride. Deoxyribonucleic acid.
Deoxide.
Deoxy.
Deoxy.
Ribo.
Doxed. You've been doxed.
Doxed. Yeah. And now the next time you say it, you're gonna say doxed yeah. ribonucleic acid.
Oh my.
Don't throw that. We need it.
Wait, pause. I just want to put, for the last 10 minutes, I want to wear my new earrings.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
Because they're so cute.
They're so cute. And you had them made.
No, these are the ones she gave me.
Oh.
That one needs to go up a little higher.
Ooh. One bead of sweat dripping down my back.
I said a $1 Mila.
Into my ass crack. And I'm feeling like whack.
I said a $1 Mila.
$1. $1.
$1 Mila.
$1 foot long.
Right.
Oh, they're so pretty.
Oh, I think they're going to be
really It was worth it.
Sparkled.
It was worth
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think your tits are going anywhere. I think you're worried, but I've never seen them look more up.
Good.
Yeah.
I think I told
Almost
you
to the point where they're
time.
Like this.
Listen. Dr. Pashmir does good.
Dr. Pashmir.
Yeah, you know her.
Yeah.
Same thing as a Dr. Pashmina. Pashmina. I love Dr. Pashmina.
Who's that?
I don't know. It's just a great name.
Yeah, it's a good name. Dr. Pashmina, I mean, her little... Fill her up.
Fill her up. Like the old Ford in the backyard.
I was watching First Wives Club again the other day.
Oh, gosh.
And I was like looking up little things about it. Mm-hmm. And I didn't realize it that, because I was like, this music is good.
Oh, yeah.
And it's actually telling the story in ways that not a lot of movie music does anymore.
Yes.
And then it was like, yeah, nominated for an Oscar. That the score music? Was. The only thing from that movie.
Do you know?
I don't even remember.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's good.
Like a Leonard Cohen kind of thing.
Totally.
Yep.
John Williams.
John Williams. What's he doing?
John
he
Williams dead? Booth. No.
John Williams Booth. Yeah. Assassinated President Abraham Dinkin.
Oh, Mary. Oh, I'm so jealous. My cousin is in New York right now, and him and his friend went and saw it last night.
Did they like it?
Yeah, I think so. And I'm because he posted it in his stories with the Playbill, and I said, I am so goddamn jealous.
Wow.
I know.
I know who to put on my shit list later.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry.
I know. That's so sad for me.
We'll get to see it.
Eventually, when it tours with nobody.
On YouTube. When it tours with nobody. Speaking of which, we do want to go see Six, right?
Oh, yeah. I do. Also, The Wiz is getting ready to go on tour.
I did see
and
that.
We should go see it.
They're getting ready to ease on down the road.
Oh, yeah.
I would like to see it.
It's good. It's a really cute production. I mean, it's a really good production.
It's probably not coming to St. Louis. We probably have to go to Chicago.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, the Fox gets everything.
That's true. We should
get
it.
So it depends on what series it is. I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I would hope it came here, if for no other reason than, like, maybe Nicole put in a good word.
Oh, good.
I know.
Yeah, I'd like to see us. It. I'd like to see it.
I'd like to see it, too.
I'd like to see it.
I was mad because when I went to New York to see The Wiz,
yes.
It was on its break from where it was transferring from off-Broadway.
Oh,
Mary was. Yeah. Oh, Mary. Auto parts.
Ow! You gotta finish it.
You gotta finish
if
it.
If you don't finish it, Ringu will come out of the TV and get you.
Yes. In 7 days.
Yeah.
I thought you were trying to say, well, I need to do something. You were like.
What? Oh, well, I was gonna say, I read a manga.
Okay. Yeah.
No, but it was, what's her name? I don't know if I'm ever pronouncing it right. Sakura or Sakura.
I don't know who.
That's the girl from The Ring. That's her name. It's
Sakura.
Okay, I'm not sure. Anyways, her. It is about these two little girls.
Okay.
Find the Ring movie.
Ooh.
Put it in and summon her. But it's the end of the world, so the world is gone, and these two little kids are like the last people on Earth. And they're like, we found another person. Come venture with us. And so she does. And she's like, but I still have to kill you after 7 days.
That's interesting.
She didn't kill him after 7 days.
That's cool. Right. What does she do when there's no one left?
That's kind of how it ended.
And like when the stakes aren't as high.
They like found her well, and they were like, here's your well. And then they went to sleep, and they woke up, and everything was great.
That's beautiful.
So it was like, oh, she realized she didn't have to continue the curse.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, is wronging people, is cursing people to death the right thing to do?
Is that the right thing to do?
Or like, is that the means to an end? Like, are you going to feel good about yourself at the end of it?
Is that enough?
Is that enough?
Right.
When in reality, you can kill, what is that, what's that thing? You can kill 1,000 people.
You can kill 100 people in the room.
Yeah.
But there could be one.
But there's one that might love you.
Yeah.
And that so don't kill them. The world.
Yeah.
Oh, I just think love is more important than hate.
I do too.
But it's hard to see it.
It's true.
It's hard to see it.
It's hard to see.
It's hard to see it. But that Ring girl, she finally saw it.
She saw it. She found it in those two little girls at the end of the world.
At the end of the world.
That's beautiful.
I think it was literally called like Sakura at the end of the world.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, I love it. Right at the cash register.
Love that even more. Mm. Japanese people, they're doing some storytelling.
Can I tell you?
Dungeons and Dragons. Delicious in Dungeon.
Oh my God.
Is a wonderful show.
Oh my God.
A wonderful
and
show.
And does a 180 in the middle
oh,
of it.
And
you're
becomes
just
a little
like,
horror
oh
film.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
A little bit.
I just think the way that Japanese culture is able to explore themes of grief and of trauma and love in a way that is completely different than how the Western world sort of fantasizes that.
Even down to the plot. I mean, obviously these are like, we think differently. It just becomes so evident there.
Yes.
That it's like you expect it to go one way. We all kind of have these ideas of movies and stories. And then they go somewhere else and you're like, that's so interesting. And it works. And I don't have to think about it.
Yeah. It's kind of like, you know, like Latin America has like magical realism, right? And it's kind of like, you know, boring white people in the USA. We don't have anything that is, well, I guess we don't even really have Gothic. We can't even claim that, really.
Yeah, not America, not U.S. America.
Yeah, so it's just like,
yeah.
What's our medium? What are we bringing
to the table? I think it's...
What are we bringing to the table?
It's true. I think it's arguable. I know that in college, we talked a lot about how musical theater was...
Okay,
like, America's true transplant.
Yeah.
Which I feel, I still think is true. We're definitely the ones who do that medium best, I think.
Although, I think the West End is really giving us a run for our money. They're really doing some different stuff over there.
They are, because they have the amount of money and stuff to play with it.
Yes.
And
they're like funded by the government, sort of, right?
I don't know how much that's changed, but yeah, once upon a time there was a lot of arts funding. Yeah. Yes. To the point where like the National Theater, like that big one, that's like completely, it was completely funded. And so, but I will also say, I was there 10 years ago, over 10 years ago.
Old.
I know. The musicals were just okay.
I remember.
They're doing them.
Yes.
They're doing a service to them.
Okay.
But you're not seeing, like, you're not seeing a lot of triple threats.
Interesting.
You're not seeing, they can't, and they will confess this, they confess this to us.
Okay.
They're like, we can't do every musical because we culturally cannot, like, have people act that way.
Really?
So they're like, when, if you ask a British girl to, like, sing about being a cockeyed optimist, they're going to do it with a little bit of sarcasm because they can't sell that.
Yeah.
Only Americans can because we're so delusional.
Right.
And so there's a lot of things in musical theater that are like that.
Interesting.
That they have a hard time selling. But I will say, and I think where they found their sweet spot is they do revivals really, really well.
Yeah.
And they're good at picking, and maybe this is a little snobby, they're good at picking. So they're like, this is actually a really good show with good writing.
Right.
We're going to try that one here.
It's and not the audience a crowd pleaser.
Right. Because their audiences are so distinguishing.
Yeah.
So like, Imelda Staunton has been doing everything she over really the last 5 years, of 10 years and more. Because when I was there, she was doing Sweeney Todd as a revival. And it was like her, it was massive.
Right.
And since then, she's been doing a bunch of them. She did, just killing it.
And,
yeah. Oh, there's a filmed production of her stage show of Gypsy in London, and it is fabulous. Maybe the best show of Gypsy I've ever seen, because I don't really like that musical.
It's fine.
I thought they actually hit that one.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah, I don't think that they can do it all, but they're certainly trying.
Good for them.
Yeah, good for them.
I don't know. Storytelling is so difficult.
It's true. But I like that we've got different ways.
Oh, yeah.
Get into it.
What
do you want?
Just called that duplex on our street because I was curious. Not worth it. 2-bed, 1-bath. Whole top floor, 18 a month.
No.
Well, okay, there's a place across the street from us right now. A 1-bedroom is 1,200. And I said, what's going on here?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm finding out there.
What's going on?
Real estate's tough out there, y'all.
What's going on?
I don't know.
There's this really cute place down our block. I told Scott, I was like, you know, you might want to check it because it might be cute.
Yeah. Too much. 1,800, is that what he said?
I think so. Yeah. This is weird. He goes, I said, what's the backyard situation? And she goes, yeah, downstairs moved in before me, so I deferred to the same. And they said they wanted the backyard. And I said, oh, no, so no backyard access at all? And she said, not unless you can talk them into it. I'm sorry, it's a shared space.
Correct. And I think I've seen this on pictures where some of those four-unit ones, it's like they don't have, like, your building has a stairway that accesses to the back.
Yes.
But some of them, only the bottom units can access the backyard.
Oh.
So
they claim the backyard.
Yeah. Which I don't think you can do, though. I think that's so dirty.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Just share it.
I'd say, where is that in the lease?
Put it in writing.
Put it in
writing. And make them pay more. Sorry.
And yeah. You know what?
Or make someone pay less for not getting access
to it. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. $100 difference, that's not it.
No.
That ain't it, girl.
That ain't it, girl.
I don't know. I just...
It's foolishness. And landlords do it because they know they can get away with it. And it doesn't help that we also live in a city with a really expensive university where all of these rich kids come in for a year and can pay this and more.
That's true.
And so it drives up the price because they know they can get it.
Well, I know, but that's also true for you and around here.
Yeah, that's true. It's mostly this neighborhood, I guess. You're right.
But you just never know. I just hate, I hate moving. I hate looking for apartments. I hate all of that.
So stressful.
I'm just like, I don't know. Just give it to me.
Just give it to me. I want it. I want a cute one. And just give it to me at the price I want. A little bit of a downer today. Started with the loves. Maybe that's a bad segment. Maybe we should just stick to what we know and complain and be funny.
I don't know. I think I just, I don't know.
I don't know either. Because I also want to be positive.
I know. Don't you want to
be positive? I also want to be grateful.
Demure.
Demure, mindful.
And mindful.
Yeah, we had to say it once, everybody.
Demure and mindful.
We had to be on the internet saying it. Yeah. Also, support that woman. Love that she's getting her full transition now because of this.
Also, person of color.
Love that.
Person of color who we can all collectively say, yes, they came up with this.
Yes. Yes. And we're not and stealing their sound and claiming it as our own. Yes. She got ahead of that. Thank God. Mm. Yeah.
Just a wonderful, wonderful woman.
Wonderful woman. Don't know her. Not going to try to stalk her, even though I think she's wonderful.
Does RuPaul have a new show? Like a new late night show?
You mean Lingo?
No. Dick. D-I-C-K. No, I'm sorry. That is not a five-letter word. Dicks!
It was D-I-C-Q-U-E.
No, there's just an S on the end of it.
Mm. Wait, was that a real segment?
No.
That was one you're making up, too.
That's just what I'm making up. Okay. I mean, you've seen Lingo, right?
Yeah, I was just playing along, too. Yeah, they spell the word, but we did
something. They're like, dicks. D-I-C-K-S. And he's like, mm-hmm. And like, doop, 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 doop. And then the letters drop down. You've never watched it, have you?
I've never watched it.
Well, I've never watched it with RuPaul, but I used to watch it a lot in summer.
On the Game Show Network.
Yeah. Last summer. No, does RuPaul have a real gig?
Does RuPaul have a real gig? That's a good question.
Does she have a late night show? I swear they were on there.
No.
What was that?
She's guest hosting for Jimmy Kimmel right now.
Oh.
Because, yes, I saw her in the top three on there the other day.
That's what I'm saying.
It was great. And they all looked so good.
Everyone looks good.
But there was a time a few years ago
where
those shows did not know how to light drag queens.
No.
So they got it together.
I guess that's true. Yeah. Or the drag queens got smart.
I think that's true. And I think because they've got a little more clout, and obviously because Rue's hosting.
That's also true. She probably brought her own people in.
Maybe so. But I think that there are bolder queens out there saying, like, no, we're going to need this on me. Which I would be the same way. If I saw, like, one little dinky key light, I'd have been like, this is prime time.
I see that.
This is ABC.
Is it ABC?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, bring in a couple more lights.
That's like Disney, right?
Totally. You got it. Flaunt it.
Bobby Iger.
Bobby Iger. Little Bobby Iger.
Little Bobby Iger. That's sitting funny. On his thumb. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Kissing his dick finger. Wait a minute. I saw the most foul thing the other day. Oh, don't fall.
I got it. My heel caught me.
Wow.
God, your upstairs neighbor probably hate me. They're like, God, he brought home a chicken again.
Oh, do you know what's funny? It's a new neighbor, so we're going to find
we're
out.
We're not going to do in the Roland thing anymore?
No.
That's sad. Miss him.
Oh my God, a rolly chair. Yeah, across the whole ceiling.
Apartment.
No, new person.
Oh.
Air mattress, because I can hear them filling it up before they go to bed. And so far, no complaints. I never got any complaints from them before. I only met them because I complained.
Well, yeah, because you were like, what are you doing
up there?
What
the fuck are you doing up there? I also needed to explain. This sounds so rude. I needed to explain. But the way that they were behaving, sorry, I was like, have you ever lived in an apartment before? I didn't say that. But I was just like.
They probably
like,
never have.
Maybe not. This is a nice, not a nice apartment.
This I is think it's a nice apartment.
Older apartment where there's like concrete still. So like in between units, left and right.
There's concrete everywhere.
You cannot hear anything.
Oh, that's true. Yes, yes.
And so, but up and down, yes.
There ain't no concrete up there.
And so I was just like, I can't hear anything else when you're like your TV or anything. If you're talking, it's yeah. If you're like wearing shoes or anything that's like on the hardwood, it just vibrates.
God.
And they were like, mm-hmm.
They're
yeah, never walked on a hardwood floor. Anyway.
I mean, you know, it's difficult.
It's true. And if you've never lived in an apartment building, too, it's you don't know. No, you're right. I'm trying to be nice. It's not difficult.
It's not difficult.
If you've never lived in an apartment building before, you may not know. Right. Or, you know, you may not have ever been called out on how loud you are. And I'm here to tell you, you live with me.
Some people are flat-footed.
Yeah, this is true. I also am, I'm light on my feet. I've always been balls of my feet around the house.
Oh, you afraid of getting yelled at?
I guess so. I did learn that later. Someone mentioned, they were like, oh, you do that? That's a trauma response. And I was like,
response.
But yeah, I still do it. I also just don't like a lot of creaking. Maybe that's like a little, I don't know what.
When you're sneaking into the fridge to get some peanut butter in the middle of the night. You can't make any noise.
Yeah. I like the idea too that I can move around silently for such a big person. So it's kind of like a fantasy as well.
You know that the most famous footage of no, it's me. It's not you. I'm just doing it for me. Bigfoot.
Yeah.
Where they're walking.
Right. That this
like 45 seconds.
Right. Right. Right.
That's a woman.
Is it really?
She has boobs. So, okay. I don't know if she's a woman, but she's got boobs.
Okay, yes. We don't know their gender, but female presenting Sasquatch.
Nipples.
Nipples?
They've cleared it up to where you can see nipples.
I also like that their fur.
Yes. And it's like kind
doesn't
of less.
Go, I'm like, right.
It's kind of less. Yeah, I'm going to show you. I saw something about that the other day and I was like, wow, nipples.
Let's also, see, Bigfoot. I love that boobs. We all have to eat our words on that. They're like, Sasquatch is a woman.
Sasquatch is a woman. Yeah. She has always been. I mean, that's an artist rendering.
I was like, I have to tell you right now, that is someone's porno fantasy of Sasquatch. And I love that you are finding that. But it is not. Okay.
Boobs. Boobs.
I see it.
There are boobs
I
there.
I see it.
Boobs.
You're right.
Boobs.
Where was that place in Arkansas that you went Sasquatch
hunting? Oh my God, Falk, Arkansas.
Falk?
Falk, Arkansas.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Yeah, I went to Falk, Arkansas.
Yeah.
Got into the trailer where they had Bigfoot in a big freezer.
Did you see it?
No.
But it was the freezer that they kept him
in
once.
Yeah, we couldn't get anyone to come to the door. But we did go to the convenience store.
Wait, so this was not like a museum or something. This was something that you knew about and you went and...
They told us about it at the convenience store. And so we went there and it's just a trailer out in the middle of nowhere. Uh-huh. And we just knocked on the door. We could look inside. You could see it all in there. And there was like stuff in there.
So people stopped by and they're like, we want you to still see it if you want to.
Dead body.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Do you still believe it's real?
I believe anything's real.
Okay, fair.
I believe you
listen,
can do anything.
Listen, I do too.
Do you?
Yeah, actually.
You can fly.
Maybe not on this timeline. Maybe not in this dimension. Maybe not with the understanding that we have right now.
What are you talking about? You can get in a plane and fly right now.
That's true too.
You can jump off a building and pretend to fly.
That's true too. What is flying if not a lot of air up underneath me?
Up underneath.
I could be flying right now.
I could be flying right now. You don't know.
You don't know that. You don't know me.
Levitating.
Back around to the Chapel Rowan thing.
Oh, yeah, okay. Who?
You don't know us. And you never will. No, honestly, I've never been more vulnerable in public before.
Why?
Than on this show. Just talking about our lives.
I'm so sorry.
And that's two of us.
Life is just a bowl of cherries.
It's true.
A chair of bowlies.
A chair of bowlies. You had to explain that one to me because I'd never heard the original phrase.
Oh, it's okay. I hate that movie.
What is that movie?
Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I have, but I don't remember the...
It's so long.
It is long.
Maybe that's not that movie. No, that's The Box of Chocolates.
Right. I was like, that one I know.
Same thing. Come on. It's the
Cherry Bowlies.
It's a scent.
Well?
Is that it?
Do you want to call it?
I don't know. Should we?
I think so.
Is that it?
Is that all?
Is that all you're going to get from us this week?
What did you learn this week?
Oh my God, what did I learn this week? That hypnosis works.
Okay, that's great. Yeah. What did I learn this week?
Wow, just as I thought. Nothing. Dumb as a box of hair. Yeah.
Nothing up there. But be nice to yourself, Susie.
Just as I thought. Dumb.
Yeah, exactly.
Be nice to yourself this week.
And remember that those demonic voices in your head are just the angriest passenger at the back of your mind bus.
That's right.
And you're driving.
And you're driving.
Yeah.
Crash it if you want.
Drive it off a cliff. I was literally about to say that too. We might be a problem for each other. Let's just say it out loud.
Go yourself.